We're talking today with Michael Kelsey from the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, 2021 has arrived. We've all kind of woken up to the realities of what all that means, including the continuation of all the things going on with COVID. But yet, OCA has decided you wanted to go ahead and do a face-to-face in-person meeting, a policy meeting here at the end of the month. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so January 26th is our annual winter policy meeting. We have decided to move forward with an in-person event. It's just too important for us to come together and do so to talk about the policies of our industry, to talk about the future of our industry as we continue to move forward. Now, we'll have some guidelines. We have to follow the guidelines of Oklahoma City as well as the Embassy Suites, and so we'll follow those guidelines and use that. And that's just who we are. We're adaptable. We adapt to the situation and we move forward. But our leadership overall, we thought it's very important that we, as best we can, continue to meet in person, talk about the issues that are important in our industry, and continue to chart forward. Obviously, we still have to move forward as an industry. We are food producers, beef producers, and we have to continue to figure out, if you will, what that means, whether in light of COVID as well as just in light of a new administration coming in place here this week, as a matter of fact. And so we'll a lot of work to do in our industry, and we want to make sure we can continue to move forward.
Before we talk to the policy activities itself, the actual venue is something that folks will be kind of familiar with the location, but it's a new, bright and shiny and new.
That's right. So the location, you're absolutely right. The location is the old convention center of the OCA for years and years ago, the old Marriott up on Northwest Expressway right off Lake Hefner right there across from the hospital. Was a Marriott for years and years and years, and now Embassy Suites owns the facility, and they've made some improvements. The basic layout of the hotel is still the same. I mean, you're not going to change that brick and mortar to a degree, but still there's some basic improvements inside. There's some good flow so folks will still recognize probably that. But under new management, under Embassy Suites, we're excited to go back up there. They're bending over backwards to help us to accommodate a meeting, again, given COVID restrictions and so forth, but also just to help us do a meeting format to where we can, again, facilitate discussion, facilitate those opportunities to talk about issues that are important to our industry.
What seems to be top of mind? What are you hearing from your leadership that may be discussed on the 26th?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we're hearing some discussion, some membership that wants to come in and has some discussion about wildlife issues here in the state of Oklahoma, also specifically with the Wildlife Department. So we'll have some, I think we're going to have some discussion there. We'll obviously still have discussion about the structure of our industry regarding live cattle trade, cash trade minimums, those types of things. That issue has not gone away and appropriately still needs to be discussed and talked about. And then also, what are we going to see from the new administration? I think our timing is really good in the sense that Mr. Biden will be inaugurated as president here this week. And then about a week later, we'll have our winter policy meeting. Now, we already know the Biden administration has talked about a lot of ideas that they're going to roll out pretty quick, whether they're executive orders or the legislative priorities that they're going to try to push Congress to do and so forth. So it'll give us an opportunity to talk about some of those things and how do we prepare and how do we navigate some of those things as well. Then leading into the legislative session that we have here in Oklahoma, bills are being filed left and right as we speak right now. We'll see probably 3,900 bills issued this year just in Oklahoma. A lot of those have been put in place. We'll see a ton of bills introduced this week and then obviously next week as well. So that's the reason we chose this time for this meeting, is to be right in the middle of all of these types of things. And then when you have a presidential inauguration right on top of that, gives us plenty of things to talk about. So I anticipate a lot of ideas. I anticipate a lot of questions. And quite frankly, I anticipate a lot of follow-up, and that's fine. That's what we do as an association. We look forward to it.
Of course, the old standbys, private property rights, sales tax exemption, all these things I'm sure are going to be talked about at the Capitol again.
Oh, absolutely. We'll see the sales tax exemption be a heavy point of discussion. With the budget constraints that we're seeing this year, I don't see how it can't be a point of discussion. Not suggesting it's a priority of anyone to do away with, but it's certainly a priority of ours to keep. But we're also picking up, we've got a meeting scheduled with a few legislators to talk about trailer tags. They have an idea to put in some trailer tag legislation. One of the reasons for that is funding. They want to try to grab some more money for transportation and so forth. We have pretty strong policy on that discussion as well. But then ad valorem, whether it's municipalities wanting to exercise the authority for ad valorem, what that may or may not look like. You know, again, I think we have to deal in reality. And reality is those types of issues will only become more prominent as we move forward. Just that issue alone, if you consider the restrictions municipalities have regarding the sales tax ceiling that many of them have hit, they don't have ad valorem, and they don't get any type of corporate tax or income tax or anything along those lines. So they're looking for funding. And one of the avenues they want to do that in Oklahoma is have that authority for ad valorem. That again, opposed or for it, I'm just speaking in terms of reality. It's here, right, and it will continue to be here. And so we have to be a part of those discussions. And our friends at in the ag world, in the barnyard, if you'll let me use that term, very much with us on that. Let's be at the table when those discussions take place so that we can shape them as best we can if we're going to move forward. And I think the reality is we'll have to look and be prepared to move forward in some of those types of decisions and issues.
I think one of the things you will be talking about and explaining a little bit more is your new value-added beef product. In other words, the ground beef project that really you've talked about for over this last year is getting closer to that reality.
It really is. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions, and we're really excited about that. And I should say that we're really excited about a lot of opportunities in Oklahoma for labeled or branded beef programs, whether it's individuals that are selling directly to consumers and there's really no label or brand to it at all. It's just I'm buying from my local rancher. Two, we've seen some Oklahoma ranchers who have chosen to label their product or brand their product. They're doing that on their own. That's fantastic. And then we've seen some different efforts otherwise, but this effort is to specific for retail. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions, we're really excited about adding value to ground beef here in Oklahoma. That's our first step. We're hoping that it can move forward beyond ground beef, but let's get that handled, if you will. We've got a great retail partner lined up that we're hoping to roll out in May. We're very excited about this. Sydney Gerken has come on full time for us, and she's doing a great job of getting a lot of the logistics in place. There are so many moving pieces and parts to rolling out a product on retail level. It's not easy at all. And so she's doing a great job. We're excited about, we're going to be really going into depth at our winter policy meeting on where we're at and what the next steps are to continue moving forward to that May timeline when we hope to roll out that product.